Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In the first podcast I ever recorded for Vectis Radio, I talked about the very first 3D real-time strategy game for the PC, Total Annihilation. And though that game certainly has its audience with those who had the chance to play it around the first decade since its initial release, this time I'd like to highlight arguably the most famous and popular real-time strategy game of all, Age of Empires 2. Originally released on Windows computers in 1999, then later Macintosh in 2001, Age of Empires 2 comprises of base building and battles between various empires of the Middle Ages, hence the game's subtitle, The Age of Kings, jumping ahead chronologically after the first game in the series took place between the Stone Age and Iron Age. Each of the Empire's units speak in their native language in-game, but the empires themselves are referred to by their older historical names, such as the Britons, the Celts, the Franks, the Goths, the Teutons, the Byzantines, the Saracens, and so on. Each game generally starts with you having to gather resources with your villager units, specifically wood, stone, gold, and food. And after gathering enough of certain resources, you can then build extra facilities for your settlement, like barracks and stables to create infantry and cavalry units, or other types such as the marketplace, allowing you to trade resources, the siege workshop, that lets you build slow but powerful siege units, or the castle, the largest structure that provides you with special units and extra defences. You can also build walls and guard towers to slow your enemies advance towards your base. And in most scenarios, an empire will be eliminated from the game once the centre of their base, the town hall, is destroyed by their foes. Along with the standard matches in the game, Age of Empires 2 also features 5 story campaigns, each one increasing in difficulty after the last. The first features William Wallace during the Wars of Scottish Independence, also acting as the game's tutorial. The second features Joan of Arc during the Hundred Years' War. The third features Saladin facing off against Crusaders in the Middle East. The fourth features Genghis Khan's conquer of Eurasia. And the fifth features Frederick Barbarossa's ambitious expansion of the Holy Roman Empire. The game received practically unanimous high praise from various reviewers, and it sold over 2 million copies within the first 3 months of its release. Other real-time strategy games that came after often took gameplay design inspirations from Age of Empires 2, and so many hailed the game as a very influential title, with some even going so far as to call it one of the greatest games ever made. Age of Empires 2 then received the Conqueror's expansion pack in 2000, which added several new empires and new additions to empires already in the base game. The base game and the Conqueror's expansion pack were also bundled together and sold as Age of Empires 2 Gold Edition. But rather surprisingly, the game received a port on the PlayStation 2 in 2001 for Europe and 2002 for Japan, and there was also a spin-off game for the Nintendo DS in 2006, using the same title but omitting the sequel number. Then there was even a simplified version of the game for Java mobile devices in 2005. And though the game series would soon continue with the third entry in 2005, many would have assumed that this was the end of the road for Age of Empires 2. But then rather unexpectedly, a high-definition version of the game released in 2012, titled Age of Empires 2 HD Edition, featuring clearer graphics, widescreen support, improved computer player behaviour, and the game's previous content all included in one package once again. And though this version of the game was largely identical to the original, only in HD, it did receive additional expansion packs that were completely official: The Forgotten, The African Kingdoms, and The Rise of the Rajas, all introducing new empires along with gameplay adjustments. Then in 2019, during the game's 20-year anniversary, a remastered version of the game released under the title Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition. This version of the game featured overhauled 4K graphics and smoother animations, along with rearranged background music. But although it contained all of the improvements and additional content from the HD version of the game, the Definitive Edition also received additional expansion packs, and is continuing to receive even more content to this day. So, even though the game might be getting close to 3 decades old at this point, it's apparent that this is a classic that will quite literally last forever. Join me again next time,